This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pro Football Talk tweeted out the following. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Andrew Luck could be the week one 2020 starting quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders.
The Vegas Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be awesome by itself.
What, them being in Vegas?
Yeah.
Well, he tweets that out, right? Jeff Schwartz, who played in the NFL and works for SiriusXM, tweets out, ooh, I want to play this game. And he writes, I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Tom Brady will be the Cowboys' week one 2020 starting quarterback.
Playing for?
The Cowboys.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the Cowboys.
For Urban Meyer.
Oh, for Urban Meyer? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, let's take that a step further.
You have a weird feeling Urban Meyer is going to be coaching?
Yeah.
TJ Lang then gets involved. Absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever. But I have a weird feeling that Cam Newton will be the 2020 starting Patriots quarterback.
Mm.
So, we're going to play along. And we tweeted this out to the audience as well. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that is the way we're going to do it. If you want to get involved, go to our Twitter page, at DunGator971, and you can tweet us. And we got quite a few here that I want to get to. But I'm going to play.
All right.
I have absolutely nothing to base this on. But I have a weird feeling that Andre Drummond will be traded soon by the Detroit Pistons. Nothing to base it on. Just a weird feeling. You got one?
I do. Right. I have nothing to base this on, but I think that Phillip Rivers will be the next start. Will be the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
Whoa.
In 2020.
Whoa! The Bears with Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, they're not going to stick with Mitch.
All right.
He's going to be available.
Kang, you have absolutely nothing to base it on whatsoever, but you continue to have a weird feeling what?
That Tom Brady will be the week one 2020 starting quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers. I went really bold.
The job's going to be open since Phillip Rivers is
exactly.
Apparently going to be in Chicago.
Yeah. I guess me and John will both be right.
We would be.
You could be. All right, here are some of the tweets coming back at us. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue out of a weird feeling that Martha Ford will sell the Lions. That from Frank Bonnet on Twitter.
Mm.
Next one comes from Nate Simons on Twitter. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue out of a weird feeling that Ronnie Lott is going to be the Detroit Lions' next defensive coordinator.
That'd be awesome.
Interesting.
That'd be awesome. He'd have to give up his spot on the college football playoff committee.
Well,
Gator would hate that hire.
Why?
Because he literally holds up only four fingers, right? And then he does it for the fourth
quarter.
Only
has four.
Wow.
This is not too soon for that, right, Doug? I mean, that happened decades ago.
Maybe he's a third quarter guy.
hey, he starts a little early. That's
fine. Let's start in the first. Yeah.
Okay, this one I can't read. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that the Lions will win one playoff game before the year 2035. That's from Ken with two N's. From Sean Smith 134. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Urban Meyer will be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys starting in 2020.
One of two places, Dallas or Washington.
You think he's going to the NFL, huh?
Yeah, I do. I think, especially if we believe the pressure and the health issues, in quotation marks, then yeah, if he wants to coach again, the NFL would be a great destination. I got a lot of reasons why I think so.
I continue to have nothing. I have absolutely nothing to have a basis on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that, this is from Kelly Ray, the Detroit Lions will win out this season.
Wow.
So it starts with the win at Minnesota this week with a third string quarterback.
Yeah.
Then what is it?
Purdue Tampa.
Tampa at home at Denver.
That's possible.
And then Green Bay at home.
It depends. It depends what Green Bay's playing for at that time.
Yep. It very well might not be much. From David, tweets the following. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Steve Yzerman will make a monster trade. I could see that.
I could totally see that.
Yeah. David, that's a good one. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that, this is from JT on Twitter, Stafford will be the starting quarterback of his hometown Dallas Cowboys in 2020.
I thought that. You know, that's, I don't think that's necessarily out of the realm of possibility.
Oh, it's in play because of Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones loves moves like that. Loves moves like that.
Yeah.
I could totally see that being the case. Can you see that, right? Jerry Jones, blockbuster trade to get Stafford?
Yeah, absolutely.
But he already lost one quarterback to a career-ending, what, back injury, right?
Yeah.
Not sure that
Tony Romo wants to
take that. Well, here's the thing. If Stafford's under contract for a couple more years at, what, $27, $28, $29 million, Dak Prescott's looking for $30, $35 million. I know he's younger, but Stafford's more, a little bit more established in the league. Maybe he just goes for the right now. You know what I mean? It's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, and with that offensive line and some of the weapons, if they keep Amari Cooper.
He loves going to, like, when he got brought in Darren McFadden, he was infatuated with Arkansas and stuff like that. And then, you know, Stafford being from Dallas and things like that. Yeah, you never know with Jerry Jones.
That, I mean, that one feels, honestly, like it's nothing to base it on and not likely, but I could totally, totally see that.
All right, so I know you want to keep going on this, but if that happens,
yep.
Who's your 2020 starter in Detroit?
David Blau.
Sorry. Kang, who's your 2020 starter in Detroit?
Dude, I'm eating tacos right now.
I got an email here. First NFL start, Tom Brady, 13 for 23, 168 yards. No touchdowns, no picks. David Blau, 22 for 38, 280 yards, two touchdowns and a pick.
Mm-hmm. Cost me my nachos, though.
We'll get to that in a minute. More of your tweets coming in. Pro Football Talk did this and predicted that Andrew Luck, he has a weird feeling Andrew Luck's going to be the starting quarterback for the Raiders in 2020. And so we asked you to do the same. Here's what we've gotten. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Dylan Larkin will never wear the C for the Wings. That's from Sparty Jesus on Twitter. From Austin McBee, I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Antonio Brown is going to sign with the XFL's Defenders, which I believe is a team in Washington.
Yeah.
Is Pep Hamilton their head coach?
In Washington? Yeah, he is.
I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Jim Harbaugh will be the Detroit Lions' new head coach. That's from C. Bing. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Anthony Mantha will be part of a package that deals for a defenseman. That's from Nubs Get Dubs. A lot of Red Wing ones here.
Mm-hmm.
Get them in. You can text us at 97136. You can tweet us at DougGator971, or you can call us at 248-539-9797. Interesting game we're playing here. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Gator buys a Peloton. That's from an unnamed texter.
Does he have the room?
He's got the room.
Oh, he does?
Oh, he's got a room?
Like the perfect room to put it in, because he's got a pond out back, right?
Yeah, he's got a great bachelor pad.
And so he could watch the dog play in the pond.
He could turn his spare bedroom into his Peloton room. And I just sleep on the couch when I go to Gator's house. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Marcus Mariota will be the Bears starter in 2020. That's from an unnamed texter. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Michigan will play in the playoff next year. That's from Kurt Nakar. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that there will be a trade between the Lions and Falcons involving Matt Ryan and Matt Stafford, including picks and other players. That's from Anthony. Wow. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Matthew Stafford will be the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers in the 2021 season. That's from Pete. All right, so this started with a tweet from Pro Football Talk. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Andrew Luck could be the Week 1 2020 starting quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders. Well, then Jeff Schwartz of SiriusXM did the same thing. Ooh, I want to play this game. I have nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Tom Brady will be the Cowboys' Week 1 starting quarterback in 2020. TJ Lang, I have a weird feeling that Cam Newton will be the 2020 starting quarterback for the Patriots. So we've asked you, we've opened it up to you to all things. You have nothing to base it on whatsoever. You just have a weird feeling. What is it? There's some good ones coming in. This one I want to get your opinion on. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I have a weird feeling that, and then he writes in parentheses, God, I hope, Andy Ludwig will be either the head coach or offensive coordinator for the Michigan State Spartans. Andy Ludwig is the offensive coordinator at Utah. And that would be an interesting out-of-the-box hire, if they could get him.
If D'Antonio's not there. Well, maybe as a coordinator, yeah. Why would he go from Utah, who's having great success, to Michigan State for the same position?
Well, I just looked it up just to see if he had any Midwest ties, and he does not. He's from Ogden, Utah.
Yeah.
Would he do it to be the head coach? Probably.
Sure, it's a Power 5 school.
Yep. Would he do it to be the offensive coordinator only if he is the coach in waiting?
That's a risky business.
I've only known of coach in waiting twice, and there's probably more out there. Matt Painter at Purdue, when he was an assistant to Gene Cady near the end, they brought him in as a coach in waiting. And Will Muschamp was a coach in waiting at the end of the Mack Brown era, but then he got hired away. He went to Florida, right? Florida hired him away, and he didn't wait around. I think coach in waiting is actually a good idea, and I'm surprised it doesn't get employed more. And the reason I like it is, if a coach is near the end, it's good to try and secure the replacement early where the guy can come in knowing he's going to take over the program, and you can recruit saying, hey, not only do you know your head coach, yeah, he's near the end, but you know who the next guy is going to be. If it were a great idea, probably more people would do it. So,
are we watching that out at the University of Washington with Chris Peterson and Jimmy Lake?
Well, they didn't do it. Like, they didn't announce that Peterson was going to leave and Lake was going to take over until they announced that Peterson was, like, it's not.
Right,
like,
it D'Antonio wasn't publicized as
right,
that.
Right, yeah. So I guess basically what I'm saying is I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that coach in waiting is a great idea. But I think that's the only way you get somebody like Andy Ludwig from Utah. But I like it, whoever sent it in. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I have a weird feeling that Kerryon Johnson will get injured in 2020. Oh, you got plenty to base that on. I have absolutely nothing to base this on, but I have a weird feeling that I'm going to Taco Bell for lunch now. That's from Jay. Well, we're very happy. It was Qdoba brought it in. We do appreciate it. Yeah. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I have a weird feeling that Teddy Bridgewater to Cincinnati and Chase Young.
Ooh.
So Cincinnati goes Chase Young and signs Teddy Bridgewater. Strong.
It would.
I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I have a weird feeling that Mike Babcock will replace Mel Pearson at Yost Ice Arena. Mm. Well, Mike Babcock did publicly express that the idea that he would love a job like that and how much he liked it and all that.
How much do you think the reports coming out now may affect that?
I think it might affect it a lot.
Yeah.
Any next job he could have. I have absolutely nothing to base it on whatsoever, but I continue to have a weird feeling that Steve Yzerman will not be the Red Wings GM longer than 3 seasons. Okay, that's a a bit of a paranoia.
Yeah.
And yet, in fact, I don't think that's possible.
They're going to give him a lot longer than that.
Well, they are, and I don't think he will leave. I think Steve Yzerman is thinking of this as his professional crowning achievement to rebuild the Detroit Red Wings.
And I think he can do it faster than 10 years. Isn't that was it Ken Holland said it was going to be?
He said it was 10 years. The rebuilds can take 10 years,
right,
is what he said.
Yeah.
And they can also take 4 years. But what we're seeing right now looks a lot more like a 10-year timeline than a 4-year timeline. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I have a weird feeling that Jim Harbaugh will be the Carolina head coach and Colin Kaepernick will be a starting quarterback. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I have a weird feeling that Matthew Stafford will be the 2021 starter for the Patriots. I have absolutely nothing to base this on whatsoever, but I have a weird feeling that Mike Babcock will be the 2020 Detroit Red Wings head coach. Wow. That would be controversial,
yeah,
based upon everything that we've heard.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.